Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road, and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So, you haven't watched Normal People, Nobby, but you can now because it's available as a digital download. You can watch it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and Virgin Media from the 13th of this month. That's on right. The Sky Store as well.
I feel like I've watched it 62 times, the amount of time everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, they're absolutely... Daisy Edgar-Jones is just incredible. I don't know what it is. Even when she's messing on with James Corden, she's incredible. Like, she can do funny stuff, make it sound very deep and meaningful. But they're both brilliant, but you can get it now. And it will be released on DVD, if that's a thing you still do. That'll be later this year.
Get it for your granny for Christmas.
DLVDV. What's that thing called?
What's this disc? Is that really good for putting me tea on?
Morning, Daisy.
We're so attached to it, it's quite hard to be objective. So I am kind of curious to see what people who haven't read the book think as well, and whether they get a similar effect or are left with a similar feeling that you are when you read the book.
Just hearing her accent there again, it just shows you how good her Irish accent is. So good.
But her Irish accent, even when she sang stuff for that comedy thing, it was in an Irish accent.
Yeah. Kanye says he's going to take on Trump for the White House, one Muppet following another one.
Now, he's not the only person to announce. Paris Hilton has also said she's going to be.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather Trump.
The only thing is, I think Kanye might be serious.
Oh, yeah, he has a serious looking face on him for it, yeah. Defo. Oh, dear.
But I mean...
Oh, dear.
So, I don't know if it would help or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure. Brian and Amy went back to the Royal Venue where they got married 10 years ago over the last few days. Loch Rinn.
Where was that?
In Leitrim. They got married on the 2nd of July 2010. It was a quick 10
well
years.
Done. Yeah.
Bod has definitely aged well. Amy still looks as gorgeous as ever.
She does. She hasn't aged today.
Why does that happen to us? We don't deserve to actually. Generally, we get better looking in time, not reverse.
Well, he had kind of crazy hair back 10 years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he had copped on a little bit. It wasn't as it wasn't as bright,
wasn't big,
yellow or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't the big one, the big fluffy mane.
And Sammy Sausages is very upset because there won't be any Pantos.
Oh yes, there will.
There won't. More than likely.
Yes,
anyway.
There will.
It hasn't been fully confirmed yet, but he's a little bit nervous.
I know there'll be definitely no Pantos.
No Pantos. Well, it's not definitely the moment. Not definitely the moment. We shall see. Other Dish the Dirt news this morning.
Orlando Bloom is looking forward to doing absolutely everything for his daughter when she's born. He's currently expecting a baby girl with his fiance Katy Perry, and he says he's more than happy to pitch in with the late night feeds.
I'm really looking forward to those very late nights where I'll probably be getting up and doing a breastfeed bottle thing, because I won't be obviously breastfeeding, but I'm sure there'll be bottle. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a bottle.
Yeah, he says all that now. Best of luck to him.
We'll
I'm really
see.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, you're really looking forward to it. You haven't a clue, pal. Picture this. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. It's 7:10. It's a Monday. It's the 6th of July. All right there, Joe.
How are you?
Yeah, good,
Joe. How are you doing?
So
Kanye West wants to be president. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he has... you know, a lot of qualifications in this kind of area. I don't know if you need any qualifications if you look at Trump, but do you need just a lot of money and backing from various individuals to become president?
Well, in the past, you'd have a political background, I suppose, and you know, you would have done it that way. Not so much now anymore. So, Yeah.
Well, they're saying it's too late for him in some states to register to run, and that's going to make sure that'll split the vote. So it might not be a good thing. It might actually benefit Trump.
You see, him and Trump are very pally. So I just wonder, is he doing it for a little deflection to help Trump? I don't actually believe Kanye wants to be president. Kanye, believe it. President West is the headline. He's to take on his friend. See, this is in a bid to become the 46th president of the United States. So, we'll see.
It does seem like some kind of a story to kind of spin things away from what's really going on.
If he does it, they reckon campaign costs will wipe out half of his fortune as he pays for more than $500 million to do it. He will obviously, there's run a little analysis of him. African Americans, obviously, he'll appeal to young people, will he appeal to? But only policies will earn him the millions of votes that he needs. So, what'll happen there? What would he campaign for?
Well, also, you know, Kanye, from the little I know about him, he can be a bit of a hothead. Like, I have listened to extensive interviews with him before, and he comes across as a very interesting, very, very intelligent guy. So, you know, I don't buy this thing that he's a looper. But
again, Trump has changed a lot because, yeah, he's a bit of a hothead. They've had a hothead for the last 4 years. He tweets on the jacks, like.
Yeah.
So.
I remember who was standing beside him. Remember there was a famous charity thing, and he just shouted into the camera, "George Bush doesn't care about black people," and yeah, they had to cut that, Was that MTV or something?
I can't remember where it was. I remember the quote, all right. A total of 31 dead seahorses, 2 desiccated snakes, and a pair of alligator heads were among the bizarre items that people tried to smuggle into Ireland last year but were caught.
What would you have that stuff for?
I don't know, because you're some sort of a trophy hunter of some sort. 2 wildcat teeth, a turtle shell, and 2 kilos of meat from a threatened species of antelope. Were also caught in the DHL centre in Shannon last July. So there's
like witches used to make spells.
You're not wrong there, kind of, because there's certain marine animals that are used for Chinese medicine to treat asthma, baldness, not guilty, Your Honour, and other items were seized, linked again to Chinese medicine that people might have thought, oh, this will help me get better from this, whatever. And there's also walrus tusks, ivory boxes, ivory knives, statues of lions made from ivory. So, glad they were caught.
You got a feel for the people opening those boxes and finding that, you know. It's ostrich meat or whatever it is.
Yeah. So they use x-rays and physical examinations. Yeah, imagine opening a suitcase and finding an alligator's head in there.
Oh.
See you later.
Liverpool 2, Aston Villa 0. Klopp says, forget about the record. So they've a clean sheet at home. And he's telling his players, forget about that, just concentrate on the games. So they want to finish the season being unbeaten at home.
Right. Which forget about the record, okay.
Yeah, well, he says forget about the record.
No disrespect to Villa fans. The only Villa fan I know wasn't necessarily expected to win. He was just relieved it wasn't 2, or any more than 2.
Yeah.
It should be said, United had a good game at the weekend. I was watching a good bit of that. They seem to be kind of just sorting themselves out.
Yeah, I think next season is going to be
interesting.
Very interesting, yeah.
At the very least. And Tom Cruise is celebrating this morning because he's been told that filming can get underway again. They had a video call with some culture secretary in the UK who has announced filmmakers will be exempt from quarantine rules for those arriving from certain countries. Now, if Tom Hanks can get it, why can't Tom Cruise?
Yeah, you'd or imagine it's the same thing for everyone. Yeah.
You would imagine, wouldn't you? And lots of pictures and videos this weekend from Dame Lane. So, a lot of people I see are saying people should take responsibility for their own behaviour. Do you just stop it with that, or are the people who are serving the alcohol a little bit responsible as well?
Well, let us know if you were there, right? If you were out somewhere this weekend and it was overcrowded and you felt like it was dangerous, because they keep saying use your own sort of cop on. If you felt like there's too many people and we're all too close together, if you felt like that, let us know. Or, you know, did the video not do it justice? Was there big gaps between people?
Yeah, not, you know, we're not picking on particular pubs. Apparently Temple Bar was fairly quiet. I imagine local pubs and areas are not the same effect, but anywhere in town it's a bit more at risk. A lot of pubs, and also pubs are getting dragged into it, and people were pointing out, hang on a second, that pub you're naming there, you see the shutters in the background, they're not open yet.
Closed, yeah, yeah.
So people are quick to blame. Where the streets have no shame is the headline. I don't think you're going to get anyone admitting they were there, because they'll feel like they've done something wrong. But I just think it's, I don't think you can fully blame people who go into town and if they're getting served and you forget about things. That's the whole point of alcohol. That's what it does. So
you do, you get loosey-goosey and you're spitting in each other's face, like we said last week.
I think it's unfair to say, oh, everyone goes into town, it's all your fault. Well, they're going into town because places are open. Maybe certain places just too early for them, I don't know.
I've heard a load of pubs that are doing it really well. There's no standing, you know, table service. I've heard a load of pubs doing it really perfectly. So, you know, if there's a lot of street drinking, that's not really the pub's fault.
And it was the same in the UK now, in fairness, at the weekend. There was lots of that going on. People were going
huge amount.
So, yeah, I think it's the street drinking that's the real problem.
So Niall Horan has had to assure fans that he was in on the joke when he did the skit with Dustin the Turkey there
two weekends ago. Him?
Yeah, well, I mean, Dustin says some pretty nasty things to him and Bob Geldof, but sure, they know him. They know they're going to get slagged. And
that's what he does. That's part of
the, yeah, it's the whole thing. So, but fans were very upset.
See, you know, I think...
some of his fans might want Dustin cancelled. Can't cancel Dustin.
Can't cancel Dustin. Because Niall is such an international person, I think the sketch went everywhere and people outside of Ireland just go, who's this puppet who just, like... First of all, you can't call him a puppet, he's a turkey. And second of all, you know, you can't interrupt people.
How do you explain Dustin to somebody not from Ireland?
I don't know.
No, and Zig and Zag. And Ray Darcy. How do you explain those three things?
Ray would be the hardest to explain.
How do you explain that?
Here's Niall explaining that he's actually in on it. It's okay.
And Niall, I saw you over the weekend. You did a charity benefit in Ireland and you're in a fight with a turkey now.
Oh dear.
Yeah, this has kicked off big time, I noticed. So there's a few characters that did an afternoon TV show in Ireland for years, like puppets. And one of them is known to be quite brash, but in the most Irish way possible. It won't go down well anywhere else in the planet. So my fans have completely retaliated against the turkey. And it's kicked off. And he's like our national mascot. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place where I don't know whether to tell the fans that it's a turk, like that's a puppet.
Right.
And I actually realise that it's also our national treasure is Dustin the turkey, which is, that's just the way it is.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You were in on the joke.
I think Dustin needs to
know. So, did he say, go on, you good thing?
This is Dustin from the Noggin. Nod your noggin. FM 1 Alpha.
I can imagine Dustin is only loving this attention.
Loving it. And everyone's saying that Den should come back.
Bring it back.
They should.
10 o'clock, Thursday nights, RT2. I'd watch it.
People have called for Taylor Swift to announce her presidency bid now.
That's only right, isn't it? If Kanye's going to do it.
Yeah.
So if he wants to really, if he's deadly serious about this, it's going to cost him $500 million, which is half his entire wealth.
Well, his friend Elon Musk has said, you have my full support. So maybe Elon will give him a few squids towards it.
He can't make any money either yet. Hashtag Kanye 2020. If you look it up, you'll see people campaigning for Taylor to run right now. And she's getting tagged in a lot of stuff. I wouldn't
now,
say
in fairness, at the MTV Awards in 2016, he did say he was going to run for president in 2020. So he's fulfilling that promise.
Nobody thought he was serious.
Nobody thought he was serious, but he's Kanye.
Just of course he's serious. Off again. But it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I prefer President Kanye to President Donald.
If you've had that stuck in your head all weekend because Frozen 2 has been on repeat, Josh Gad thinks Frozen 2 is brilliant and actually improves the original.
So all around, we were just in amazing hands, and they've delivered something that I think not only matches the original in terms of being an amazing film on its own, but makes the original that much richer.
It's really scary when the dam falls.
There is some scary parts of it, yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, and like the misty forest is a bit scary as well. Hiding in bushes, just appearing out of nowhere. Where'd you go? It is a bit scary.
The misty forest.
And I'm not sure if Strictly's going to happen, but Shirley Ballas now has broken her ankle. She says she'll be fit for the next series. Of course she will. It'll be 2021.
I thought you said they were going to do a sort of shorter one.
Well, that was Friday's news, Jim. A lot can change on the weekend, you know.
They can't it, yeah.
She's been on the gram to update her followers.
I'm going to be absolutely fine for Strictly. I'm sure everything's going to be absolutely great. The NHS was amazing. Clean break, so 6 weeks.
Still, dancing with a broken ankle. Not worth thinking about.
Well, she doesn't really dance much. She'll be grand with her crutches.
What does she do?
She's a judge.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be my bad.
She's the head judge. She's done all her dancing. That's all.
It's all behind her.
She won all the awards. She's right. Done all that.
Okay. We got two very brave men to go and do some campaigning on the streets of Dublin.
Yeah, we sent Crossy and Terry onto the streets to ask questions on behalf of the new party, the Woke Party. And I think they even got, I think they get like abuse from done, somebody. They were told to get lost and stuff like that. Yeah, it all kicked off. But anyway, here's what happened when they hit the streets.
Vote for Woke is no joke. The Woke Party.
Snowflakes unite. Yay.
So, basically we're the Woke Party, Snowflakes unite. Do you want to retain the right to be offended by anything you choose, but give up the right to offend anyone?
Offend. Right to offend anyone.
Your right to offend anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what if they get really upset?
Actually, you can't say anything anymore, the way things are going.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but...
Yeah.
Everything's political correctness.
Exactly, yeah. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do you not think it's a good thing?
Well, I do, but that's the problem. You can't speak out anymore.
Yeah, but why should you speak out if it's going to offend someone?
But who would I be offending?
Well, that depends on who's offended.
Well, there's an argument there.
There you go, yeah.
We want to take away all the statues. It was 100 years ago, our past. Let's get rid of it and put up statues of the likes of Niall Horan from One Direction. Who knows Jim Larkin or James Connolly or...
I do. Well, I know often.
Yeah, but I mean, Beyonce contributed a lot more to this country than Jim Larkin.
But who's Beyonce? Who are they?
Oh, Beyonce's she inspired females right across this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard of her.
Yeah. Crazy in Love? Bootylicious?
No.
Single Ladies?
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Well, you need to educate yourself, I think.
Well,
you
yeah.
know. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Do you want a government that's asleep at the wheel or wide awoke?
What do you mean by that?
Wide awoke that we're, you know,
yeah,
we're up to date with woke. We're wide awoke with most woke policies.
With
would you agree with woke policies?
Yeah,
absolutely,
big time.
Absolutely, okay.
Stop sleepwalking through life and stay wide awoke. The Woke Party.
Snowflakes unite. Yay.
We want less carbon dioxide in the air.
Yeah,
would you agree with restricted breathing, that people would breathe less?
How could we breathe less? We have to breathe.
I know, but breathe more economically. Like, give up talking.
Oh no, how could we give up talk?
But we teach people how to breathe properly within,
yes,
like, you know, let's take two breaths per minute.
Are you serious about that?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the wrong approach?
To stop people breathing.
Yeah.
I think that's the ultimate goal.
Well, how many breaths per minute are
two
you supposed
breaths,
to
I think,
take?
Is max. Max. Yeah. I think people can do it. If you let's try it now.
But that... I mean, come on. No, I mean, listen, for... No, I mean, no, I wouldn't. No, I mean,
that's
now,
one.
Now, you're in business, right? Who is capable of doing that?
Okay, that's two. I know. That was good.
Your breathing offends me. The Woke Party. Snowflakes unite.
Would you not have Niall Horan instead of Jim Larkin?
What did Jim Larkin do? Allen Street.
Yeah.
Well, he was the Labour Union.
Yeah, but that was like a million years ago.
It was 100 years ago. 102
yeah.
years ago.
Well, a million, 100, like, that's splitting hairs.
What about Westlife?
I love them.
Would you like to see a statue of one each going up O'Connell Street?
Oh, why not? That would be nice.
What about the Westlife Institute of Better Education?
Yes, please do.
Okay, let's do that.
Yes, please do. And then in all...
They can raise you up.
What?
Except for Keane. Maybe we leave Keane.
Maybe leave Keane. And when you're looking like that with the red scarf, it would be good.
Jürgen Klopp is very popular at the moment. We can have Jürgen Klopp on O'Connell Street.
Okay, that's very specific again to Ireland, right? I mean,
there are a lot of Liverpool supporters in Ireland, and we could have that guy with a big smile on his face outside the GPO. That'd be good, yeah?
Jürgen Klopp, the German guy.
Germany,
yeah. Okay, because he doesn't offend anybody.
Dig up the statues. Yes.
Now, some people are saying this. Do you agree? Are snowflakes complete melts?
No.
No, they're not. No, snowflakes aren't melts.
No.
What about if the weather's hot? Do you think they melt then?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You might be broke, but at least you're woke. The Woke Party. Snowflakes unite! Yay! FM104's Instagram with Cover in a Click. Young driver car insurance specialists. See what you can save. Coverinaclick.ie. 10 questions, 60 seconds, €1,000. FM104's Instagram.
Now, Jim, it is Christine from Greystones' first time, so you need to explain the rules.
Good morning, Christine from Greystones.
Sorry, I've opened up the wrong button. Sorry.
Sorry, 1 second. We'll try that again.
There you go.
Good morning, Christine from Greystones.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. So it's your first time. Welcome to the party.
How do you know when you're really from Greystones, lads? Is there something that, you only know?
We go for swims with the happy pair.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, was there some... like, if you haven't been to their cafe, you're not from Greystones.
Yeah.
Have you had a swim with the happy pair? Have you, Christine?
I have.
What time in the morning was it?
6:30.
That wasn't too bad by their standards.
Yeah.
I got an invite though once.
Hey, Jim or Nobby, do you want to come down for a swim?
Yeah.
For twins, you think they'd be well used to trying to know the difference between, I mean, we don't even look like each other. But they always call Jim Nobby.
Especially Steve knows who Jim is, but Dave doesn't know which one's which.
Okay. I was usually in the cafe and really busy. Hey, Nobby!
Yeah. Hey.
Sorry, who? What? Anyway, so basically the quiz, Christine, it's 10 questions. You have to give us an answer. You have to answer in 60 seconds. And if you do both those things, you get a grand.
Okay,
if they're
great.
All right. They have to be right. You can't Google, okay? And you can't get help.
Okay, no problem.
So I know it seems like there's a lot of rules, but just basically if you give me the 10 answers correctly... You get €1,000.
Okay, great.
You'll be flying it. If you go swimming with a happy pair in the sea in Ireland at 6:30, you can do anything. So,
yeah. Yo, dudes! Come on, Christine, you can do this! Positivity! Start the day with €1,000.
60 seconds! How many planks could you do in 60 seconds?
Stick the quinoa in the salad!
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Full stops, question marks and commas are all types of what?
Can you repeat the question?
Full stops, question marks and commas are all types of what?
Pronunciation.
In the 2019 movie Aladdin, what actor played the genie?
Eddie Murphy.
In which comedy show would you find Eric Cartman?
Friend?
Which member of One Direction left the band in 2015?
Zayn Malik.
True or false, Alicia Keys' husband is rapper Gucci Mane?
True.
Pamplona is a city in which country?
Say it once more.
Pamplona.
Greece?
I think we can. On her latest hit, Rain On Me, who did Lady Gaga team up with?
Ariana Grande.
What football team play their home games in Dairymen Park?
Chelsea.
Who is the leader of the Green Party?
Not the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, is it? Oh.
He's the Minister for Bags for Life now as well.
Simon Harris.
Oh, God.
And which is further... which is a further distance away from Dublin? Miami or Dubai?
Miami?
Oh, God. Christine, that was... Thank you for doing this for us on Monday morning. We all needed this.
I'm so bad.
No, Christine, a great man once said they didn't suit you. Today's ones just didn't suit you.
Yeah.
You knew that Rain On Me answer like within seconds, so don't be too hard on yourself.
You were good on music, yeah. Will Smith was the genie in Aladdin. Punctuation marks, or what, full stops, question marks. South Park is where you'd find Eric Cartman.
Oh.
But you knew you were Zayn Malik.
Yes, you did.
Alicia Keys' husband is Swiss Beats.
Pamplona is in Spain.
Oh, God.
Chelsea do not play at Dairymen Park. A better team do. Come on, the Bows. Come on, the Bows. And Eamon
Ryan is the leader of the Green Party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
So you get three.
Not great.
We'll be honest. Look, it's not
great. It's a sunny day. You know, it's a sunny day in Greystones. Exactly. You know?
Go and swim in the water. It's good to be alive. Thanks for playing, Christine.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Now we're looking for people who aren't able to do their jobs from work, and we have Sally, who is an apprentice carpenter. Good morning, Sally.
Lads.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, how's that all going for you?
Yeah, it's going really great. Been back to work now the last 6 weeks, working on some really nice social housing out here in Kildare. And we're coming towards the end of it now.
So, do you?
And how long do you apprentice for before you're qualified?
So it's a four-year apprenticeship program over seven phases. So I'm just in second year now on my third phase. So I'll be going to college now in a few months, doing my fourth phase.
So that'll take another year, will it?
Yeah, like another 2.5 years now, because I'm a second year, but I've only really been doing the apprenticeship for a year and a half.
Right. So it's kind of like on the tools, off the tools, on the tools.
That's it, exactly. So right. On the job phases, off the job phases.
Now, if you don't mind me saying so, a female carpenter... It's great to see.
Yeah.
What were the lads like? Did they treat you just like one of them, in good or bad ways?
Yeah, they're all so sound. I say probably every other day there'd be another subcontractor on site, and they say like, "Oh, I've never seen a female chippy before." So that'd be like every other day. But they're so nice. They're just kind of a bit shocked, and then they're like, "Well, good on you. That's it."
And what do you say when they say, "I've never seen a female"? Go to Specsavers, or like, what's your answer to that?
No, I just tell them my name is Sally, just to remember that's me. So,
and Sally, we've heard before there's a big rivalry between plumbers and chippies. Have you experienced that?
No, not on the site that I've been on. Everybody's super friendly. Everybody gets on with everybody.
Okay, right. And electricians as well. There's a bit of rivalry going on between all those trades.
I don't know. I think we're all on. Most of the people I come in contact with are apprentices. We're all on the same level. So there's no.
Cool. Well, just because, you know, people who can't work from home, we're giving them cuddle mugs to say nice one for going back. And the fact that you're building social housing, even better. So, cuddle mug is all yours.
Thanks very much, lads.
Mind us, don't drop it. Thanks very much. We're loving your work. Oh, to everybody. Right. See you, Sally.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Good luck. Bye.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So Paul Mescal's been in Waterford this weekend and everyone should be flipping their lids because normal people's the biggest hit of the lockdown.
I wonder, does Hannah know? That's where she goes.
Does she fancy him?
What woman doesn't, Jim?
Yeah.
I think it's a universal thing.
He was in his hometown of Maynooth and he was travelling then around Waterford. He was spotted by locals in Dungarvan and Tramore yesterday evening. Leave the guy alone, he's having his holidays.
Well, he's got to go somewhere like the rest of us, so.
They got pictures with him. Nobody knows if he was wearing the chain.
Good for the old economy as well, though, down there. You know, if you've seen in a chipper getting a battered sausage, people will all want to go to that chipper.
And Paul doesn't think it matters if you've read the book or not.
Really?
Here's what he said.
I think that it's a really accurate representation of the book while still bringing it into a kind of visual format. I'm excited for both a new audience and an audience who have read the book as well.
Normally people don't say that. Interesting. Brie Larson's
I'd say Sally Rooney will have something to say to him when she sees him.
Yeah, don't bother reading the book.
Shut up saying that, will you?
Just
read the book.
Brie Larson has launched her own Feel Good YouTube channel to let people know who she actually is, the real Brie. It's all Captain Marvel, of course, but not on YouTube. It's a bit more real. It's seen by the actor as a way of portraying her real self across audiences who have a skewed perception of her up until now. The first video on it is 20 minutes long. Where'd you get the time? And here's a bit of a flavour of what it all looks and sounds like.
Hi, I'm Brie Larson. Oh, God. Hi, I'm Brie Larson. I'm an actor. You might know me from Captain Marvel, or maybe you know me from nothing. Maybe you just randomly from the algorithm clicked on this, but regardless, hello, I'm starting a YouTube channel. Why am I starting a YouTube channel? Great question. YouTube has been a place that I have learned so much. With all that said, the following video is just me getting warmed up and feeling this out and getting to talk with a lot of really brilliant, awesome creators. So, here it is.
Fair play, to 35 seconds on YouTube. She didn't say subscribe to my channel once.
We edited that out.
Or leave a comment below.
Let me know in the comments below. Hey, you guys. Coming up in the video.
So Shia LaBeouf got his torso tattoos to help him get into character as the tax collector for a crime lord in his new... I mean, like, I know you can get them removed and all, but that's...
Some people get stuff for big roles they get a tattoo.
It's out
but of, yeah.
Yeah, like, what about henna or something that would...
He must have wanted it anyway, you know, he's just saying that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Anyway, the movie Tax Collector is due to be released in August of this year, and this is a trailer.
If your stack's short, go rob a bank. Rob your own mother. There's no excuses. Do not test that.
Whoa, hey, whoa. You guys look like a couple of monsters.
Who in the hell, man?
Yeah, but I'm at peace with that.
Son las 12 de la madrugada, mirándome en el espejo.
You're taxing 43 different street gays. That's thousands of dudes in the most violent subculture in Los Angeles.
Who are you? I'm the future, and you the past.
Scary stuff. I'm the
Carol Baskin to send you a personalised message. £165 is all you need. She will send you a 30-second message for your fans, and she's happy to record any kind of greeting that you fancy.
You know?
If you're a massive fan or you know somebody, she can do that message for you.
They're saying she's making the hundreds of the thousands doing this.
The hundreds of the thousands?
Literally, yeah. Yeah, they've had a lot
of course
all the orders.
Hey, oh, you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Carol Baskin.
Cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin.
Cats and kittens. Cool, 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 cool. Cats and kittens. Cool. Cats and kittens.
I don't have time for the drama.
Sometimes I just want to bang my head on my desk. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens out there.
Welcome to Big Cat Rescue.
What is this really about?
So whatever you wanted to say. No, I read like in a week or something that she'd made $120,000 doing those messages. Obviously, it helps if there's something you're in at the moment that is really, really huge.
It's huge, yeah.
But if you're getting loads of birthday ones done because people can't have parties at the moment and stuff, and you're charging whatever she charges, it all adds up.
We should get her to do a jingle for us. Hi, I'm Carol Baskin. This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Dear.
You can't convince me it didn't happen.
And hashtag Free Britney was viral over the weekend. She's in a conservatorship since 2008. So there's really weird stories about the father who's in control of her wealth, who she hangs around with, how long she gets to see her kids for. It's all quite disturbing. And there's been a lot of videos over the weekend where people asked her to wear yellow if she wanted to send a message that she needs help, and then she did wear yellow online. So if you see Free Britney at the weekend or over the next 24 hours, that's what that's all about. It's really weird.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Everybody's not liking the flies situation at the moment, right?
I hate them. Every summer they come in. The COVID hasn't affected them at all, has it?
I'm a big fan of the bumblebee, not so much the wasp, but the flies, no fan at all. Don't like them.
We won't go into it, but they only land to do, I think, three things. So when they're landing on something, they're doing this. This is horrendous, right? Terry once had a bolognese, I think, that was left cooking. He was left home alone, and it was all grand. And then it was cooking away, and it was going to feed like 10 dinners out of it. And he came back in to check on it, and there was a blue bottle after landing into his bolognese. And he had to throw the whole lot out.
Dirt bird.
Yeah, dirt birds. Dirt birds.
Yeah, I remember hearing that's heartbreaking stuff. Anyway, I saw a thing, Nobby, and it said it was how to stop flies coming into your house.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to try this. I'm going to give it a go. So you get some coins, like some like 20 cent coins and a couple of coppers and stuff like that, just a few. You stick them in a sealable see-through bag, like a, you know, little sort of freezer bag or whatever.
Yeah.
It has to be sealable. I use a little freezer bag, clear one though. And you put some water in that on top of the coins.
Frozen coins?
No, you don't freeze them. You just put that bag then at your doorway or your window or wherever the flies could be coming in, and they don't come in. Now, the reason is apparently because flies have all those loads of little eyes, and whatever light sort of shines from this thing, the coins in the water in the bag, it makes them go mad. It's like 1,000 disco balls, apparently, and they hate it. Now, I tried it and I thought, this isn't going to work. But you know what? It kind of did.
There was one or two.
Well, flies will come in, but then they also seem to be a little bit more upset than they normally would be. They were freaking out trying to get out. And I couldn't be sure yesterday because it was so windy whether they were blowing in because they were just getting fecked around everywhere.
So, do you track magpies as a trade-off?
I don't know, and I presume the coins go rusty, but I tried it and it worked. So if you hate flies coming into your gaff, give it a whirl.
Okay.
It seems to be working.
I think we'd all be up for a bit of that.
Yeah, just there seemed to be less flies. I was looking around going, there is less flies.
Wrecked the heads they are. So a lot of people have realised during this whole thing that they know their neighbours a lot better now.
Yeah.
But that means you get strange complaints. Is that fair to say?
Very strange. Here's some strange ones that came into people. If you got one as well, if you got a neighbour that complained about something very strange. I once had a complaint that when I lived in an apartment that I was being too loud in the mornings. But I deliberately didn't put on any shoes and stuff because it was the neighbour below me. They said I was walking around too loudly. But I was really like creeping around. You couldn't hear me.
I can't imagine.
But they said they could... Well, creeping around?
No, I can't imagine you. Like, you're the type
making
of neighbor
noise.
Who won't grind coffee in the morning because it might make wake next
yeah.
door. Never mind your own house.
Yeah. But anyway, so one neighbor complained that their dog kept trying to have it off with one of their dogs.
Woof, woof.
And he'd knock around and said, "Will you sort your dog out? Your dog's too romantic towards my dog."
Well, get the dog sorted out, like, if it's causing problems.
Our neighbours complained because my alarm went off at 6 p.m. every day. It was to remind me to take medication.
Was it the pill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's normal enough. Anytime,
but you don't use your house alarm to go off at 6 p.m. every day, do you?
A lot of girls use their phone, so you know.
Yeah.
If their alarm is going off and it's not to wake them up because they're in front of you in work, that's usually what that's for.
This is a funny one. Nosy hole next door.
Nosy hole next door.
Everyone has a nosy hole on their road, don't they? Nosy hole complained because of the loud hoo-ha noises
from the dogs
coming out of my house. But sadly, they weren't hoo-ha noises. I'm single. I've been single for a long time. It was exercises from my back that had me roaring. but they thought I was up to all sorts. And I was just inside. Rolling on one of those roller things or whatever, fixing their back.
Oh, yeah, they're very good.
And the neighbours thought they were up to all sorts of antics.
What sort of a neighbour would actually knock in about that? I mean, the dog getting jiggy with it is one thing, but actually saying, come here, there's a lot of... I don't think... You want to have some...
A friend of mine has a neighbour who the neighbour kept leaving notes for them. They wouldn't knock on the door and say it, but they'd leave notes. If you don't mind, could you do this? Could you not do that?
That's nearly a keyboard warrior there.
My tongs ended up blown over the wall. Our old neighbour put them in a letterbox with a miraculous medal and a prayer book.
What?
Then she told me days later that wearing them was a sin and I should be praying to God.
Oh my God. Wearing a tongs is a sin. Where
love it.
Where in the commandments does it mention tongs?
Yeah. I would consider a tongue blown into your garden a sign of good fortune.
That's exactly what it is. I did once have a pair...
Things are looking up.
I had a pair of knickers put in my letterbox once, which raised a lot of questions in the house. Kind of directed towards me. And maybe that's what it was. Somebody's knickers blew over a wall. Neighbour assumes they're belonging to number 22 or whatever. And they put them back in the letterbox. I think most people probably be appreciative. Unless they're your lucky knickers, that you just throw them out.
And so there was. So people were wondering why somebody posted knickers. They thought it was something to do with you.
We still don't know. I mean, not that
you
I.
You don't
wear,
have stray knickers knocking in.
No, or the fact that I wear them again, just a real lot of that kind of weirdness out. But what I mean is, somebody for whatever reason thought that they belonged to our house, and they didn't. So, the lady of the house was going up, going, "Why are these? Who are these for? They're not mine."
There's a pair of knickers. That knobby fella looks like he collects them. I'll post them into his letterbox.
I really don't.
he probably sent away for them on the internet. They fell out of his post.
No. People who send away for knickers on the internet, they're usually on room 104 at night time talking to the lads.
Finally, somebody complained about us tanning naked in our back garden. The only way they could see is if they looked out their bathroom window.
Yeah, but come on, you're not meant to be hanging out in your back garden.
Yeah, but if the only way you can be seen is somebody has to look out their window, then just don't look out the window.
Or don't sunbathe naked in the back garden. where you can be seen. Find a spot that you're not overlooked, I think.
Anyway, in my experience, people who sunbathe in the nip are never hot.
Exactly. They're just burnt.
Yeah.
It's F104.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.